Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Hello, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to a very special holiday edition of the Brouhaha. And this is the final episode of the Brouhaha for 2011. On today's episode, we will talk about the beast year that was. We will invite Dan Macho Man Randy Savage back to the program. He will compete in a game of 20 questions, and if he can answer 20 questions correctly, he will go home with a homemade Beastie Boys diorama. Chili will also be talking with us. You may recognize him from the web show Chatting with Chili, and he is also a member of Ad Rock softball team The Pressure. And at the end of today's episode, we will rank the tracks of Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 from least favorite to most favorite. But before we do all of that, we must say congratulations to the Beastie Boys. They made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, they're inductees. They will officially be in the Hall of Fame next April 2012. A lot of you will not be going to that because apparently tickets sold out in milliseconds. That's probably because Guns N' Roses and Red Hot Chili Peppers also in the class. Do not know if the Beastie Boys are performing. If they are performing, I'm going to do my best to weasel my way in. And if they are performing, you would expect that they would do a tune-up show probably in the New York City area a week or so before the ceremony. We shall see. And what did the Beastie Boys do to celebrate when they heard the news? Ad Rock posted a pet video on the Beastie Boys blog. So even though, you know, that maybe they're goofing off about it, deep down, you gotta think that the Beastie Boys are truly honored to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one of the, it was a strange thing. I saw it on the message board. A day or two after the Beastie Boys were announced as the 2012 class, the musical group War seemed a little upset, saying that they should be in the Hall of Fame before the Beastie Boys are in the Hall of Fame. And it's, I mean, besides the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, I could make an argument why everyone else should not be in the Hall of Fame. And I could argue for days why the Beastie Boys should be in the Hall of Fame. But War, they're upset because the Beastie Boys sampled their song Lowrider in the License to Ill track Slow Ride. Come on, War! When Beastie Boys fans get together, we never talk about Slow Ride. You could eliminate Slow Ride from the Beastie Boys catalog, and they still get in the Hall of Fame. Well, you could eliminate Slow Ride from their catalog, and, you know, the world would still turn. I can't tell you the last time I've listened to Slow Ride. And I don't want to diss Slow Ride. I'll listen to it when I listen to the complete License to Ill album, but if I'm listening to individual Beastie Boys tracks, Slow Ride probably never comes up. Sorry, War. And see what happens when this whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing happens, when people get in or people don't get in. There's always a debate, and we always end up dissing musical legends. So I don't want to diss War, but don't be dissing the Beastie Boys. Because I could write a dissertation why the Beastie Boys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, more so than anyone else. And that's because I'm a huge Beastie Boys fan. I like the Beastie Boys better than the Beatles. I like them better than the Rolling Stones. I like them better than Led Zeppelin. It's just the way I tick. So they deserve to be in, and they will be in April. In 2011, it was a bittersweet year for the Beastie Boys. They put out a short film, two singles and music videos, and a splendid full-length studio album in Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. The bitter part about that was the Beastie Boys were unable to tour. They were unable to do press as a three-man unit. And we wish MCA the best. And we cannot wait until we hear these songs live. And I've got my wish list all written up. I need to hear Say It. I need to hear Here's a Little Something for Ya. Would love to hear Pop Your Balloon. And I guess we'll talk about that when we break down the album from our least favorite to our favorite tracks. So we are going to take a break right now. And leading you into the break, here is Triple Trouble's Sleigh Ride from the Beastie Boys.
Keep the lyrics right through your brain. When you hear this saying, to be right is right.
If you wanna know the real deal about three, well let me tell you, with Triple Trouble, y'all, we're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out.
Cause I'm a specializer, mind reviser, ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see, and you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi, cause I'm not looking to throw up for nobody. No from a spiel, hoping it would heal. This is like heaven and then it's just
and when I look at the crowd, well, that's a must. I got some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, captivating, we'll go for fight.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed. Let's check it out. If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed.
Here's one for the bleachers and the upper tier. Versatile, all temperature. If you wanna drink on Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a brigadier.
I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11, snares on the 5 and 13s. Rhymes on time and that's the given. We're hot on a disco scene. Check it.
Slow down with the army, got to stop stinging. Source of the problems after your origin. You got lyrics that have got me cringing. You're like a fist right with your damn windjam.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let me tell you what, Triple Trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed, so check it out.
Right.
Bam! Super Nature fans, so roll on the microphone. I am Ed Rock, aka Sharp Cheddar. My rhymes are better, huh? What the hell in the joy is that? Did I hear you say my rhymes is whack? I'm beautiful, you can't touch me. If you pick a road, well, you might just bleed.
We're originators, you can't feign ignorance or pass the blame. No rhymes to burn out the brain. No beats to drive you insane. No moves to make your neck crane. No skill to make the vibes ingrained. No beat to leave you in flames. No style that you can't defame.
You see, I walk, I like jumping the hook. The style so new, y'all be like, what? Turn this party out like a wolf you fought. With the skill at will that I know you want. Born the hot day with the ice latte. Devious, I like Rodney Coyote. Hot to trotte, maybe not day. Could neither do they know that was a baby in a butte.
We're mesmerizing,
tantalizing,
cultivating,
a devastating.
If you
wanna know
the real deal about the three, well, let me tell you, we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed.
Check it out.
We have returned to the brouhaha, and returning to the brouhaha, because he played this game, I think, last year, Mr. Dan Savage. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
I'm great. Are you ready?
I think so. I'm going to give it my best shot this time. I think I knocked out it, I don't even know, 5 or 6 last time, so it was pretty pathetic.
Now, do you remember what question you went out on?
I do. I think it had to do with a poster that I actually have, and it was the beanie that Mike D was wearing. Was that the question?
Yes.
Is that right?
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was.
I said Knicks.
Well, I hope to get you a Christmas present, or a Hanukkah present, or a Kwanzaa present before. I guess I couldn't get it out to you before the holidays, but maybe you'll have like a belated holiday gift to give someone.
Oh, that's fine.
The homemade related Beastie early. Boys diorama.
That's right.
And yesterday you sent me a picture of your office, and yeah. I didn't notice it until this morning when I looked at it on my laptop, but you have a beautiful Beastie artwork thing going on there on the right side of your office.
Yeah, it's an 8-piece. What are they called? It's a picture from the Paul's Boutique era. It's kind of tripped out with different colors, and it's an 8 pieces. So I put it on the right wall of my office, and all the kids in here think I'm absolutely out of my mind, but I think it's funny whenever somebody comes in.
Now, where did you score that?
I found it online. I typed in a Beastie Boy artwork, and there was a few links floating around last year with some of the paintings that people did. They were inspired by some of their stuff, and I happened to find this one, and they actually had to resend the top piece with the top of MCA's hair like three times because it kept coming in damaged, but I love it. It's great. It's one of those things where you walk in, you don't really know what it is, especially all the 20-somethings that we have out in the office, because they don't, they're disconnected with the Beastie era. So it took them a while to sort of process it. And now it's just funny because, like I said, they think I'm crazy for having Beastie Boys on the wall of my office.
And the picture you took, it's fisheye lens.
Yeah.
So do you have a fisheye lens camera in your office?
I do. I pretty much carry my camera with me everywhere, and about 2 months ago, I picked up like this Pro Optics. It was like a $250 genuine fisheye lens, not a filter, but it was a real genuine lens, and it takes probably some of the clearest pictures I've ever seen. So I've been having a lot of fun with that the last couple of weeks. So yeah, I took that. I was sitting in my chair, just kind of leaned back, snapped it, and it got the whole thing in.
No, could I post that on the site?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. There's no important documents on the table?
What's that?
I said there aren't any important documents on the table or anything like that?
No. I don't think so. I think we're good to go. I actually put it up on Flickr when I first took it, and it's been, I put it in all the fisheye rooms, and it got a lot of hits. Because it looks good with the paint, I guess, the design of the office. So the fisheye effect just kind of brings it all together.
It's very nice, and when people see this picture, they'll know you're serious.
I'm pretty serious. I don't know how I'm going to do with the trivia, but I'm pretty serious.
Okay, so do you remember the rules?
I do.
Three chances for multiple choice. If you get stumped along the way, after that, you're on your own. If you answer 20 questions correctly, I will send you a Beastie Boys diorama. We start the music, and we begin with question one. And we start with, what song am I? Ad-Rock tells the KKK to F off. MCA writes the word human when he fills out his loan papers, and my title is redundant. What song am I?
Oh, it's To the Five Boroughs. Right now, right. Oh my gosh, I'm already having the brain take. Give me a multiple. No.
You don't want to use the multiple choice.
No. It's This is bad. Hold on. Right now.
Yes, one
right,
more.
Right now.
Yeah,
right,
there
right
you
now.
Go. There you go. Right. now. And we go to question two.
You made me take that picture down of my office. That was terrible.
The name of this Paul's Boutique track is also the name of the Beastie Boys' one-time punk drummer.
The name of this Paul's Boutique song was the name of their one-time punk drummer?
Yeah, so it's a song on Paul's Boutique, and it's also the name of their one-time punk drummer.
AWOL.
Yeah, AWOL. There you go.
I was thinking Jill. Never mind. AWOL.
Yeah, there is not a song called Kate Schellenbach on Paul's Boutique.
No,
AWOL, you are correct. We move on to question number three, a true or false here. So you would not be able to use the multiple choice option on this one, obviously.
Okay.
True or false? The Office's Rainn Wilson is one of the many special guests in the Beastie Boys' Make Some Noise music video.
True.
You are correct. He is in there. Question number four. What Ill Communication track begins with the following quote? I'm running, I'm passing. So y'all better get right to this time, because there might be no next time, y'all.
I've only listened to that album 3 million times, so...
And you'll never forget it.
I'm not sure I can pull this one off with multiple choice.
Absolutely. We have A, Root Down. B, Heart Attack Man. C, Futterman's Roll. Or D, Sure Shot.
I think it's Root Down.
Is that your final answer? But think about it.
Yeah, Root Down.
Hold on. You didn't say final answer yet.
Final answer.
Oh, no. No. Now there's no turning back. Well, we got to chat again, and we got a nice fisheye lens picture out of this. You're going to kick yourself every time you hear this. Futterman's Rule.
Futterman's Rule doesn't have any lyrics in it, does it?
Well, it's a community. I mean, it is an instrumental, but it has that intro. So let me give you the... So here's the track listing on Ill Communication.
So the update in the Futterman's Rule, and right between the update and Futterman's Rule, it says that?
Oh, you see, you even got the song before it. So it goes Sure Shot, Tough Guy, B-Boys Making with the Freak Freak, Bubble on the Corner, Bubble. Right into Root Down, and then Root Down goes into right. Sabotage. That's then you've got Get It Together, Sabrosa, The Update. After The Update, you have Futterman's Role. Then you go, All Right, Hear This, Eugene's Lament, Flute Loop, Do It, Ricky's Theme, Heart Attack Man, The Scoop, Shambhala, Bodhisattva, Vowel Transitions. Although, because I thought I should have thrown Root Down in there so early, because it's kind of tricky. But then you knew it wasn't Heart Attack Man, and you knew it wasn't Sure Shot.
Well, that's why I didn't pick Futterman's Rule, because it's just an instrumental.
No, yeah, listen to it again.
Oh, my God.
But you know what, Dan? Maybe in 6 or 7 months, I'm going to give you a call again, and we will give you another shot.
Hey, I'm gonna have a new picture for you by then anyway. So I have the Pulse of Pete Deluxe that I'm just waiting to frame to put up, make them think I'm even more crazy. So there you go.
All right. Well, and we also have to point out that Dan is at work right now, so he is doing this sort of with the door shut, peeking out the blinds.
That's right.
And I appreciate you doing that for us.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, so happy holidays, Dan. Thank you for competing on 20 questions. And when we come back, we will chat with Chili from the softball team, The Pressure.
Time is running, I'm passing, I'm running, I'm passing. So you all better get right at this time, because it might be no next time, y'all.
We are back on the Brouhaha, and now, as promised, perennial softball all-star from Team Pressure, the one, the only, Chili.
Oh, what's up?
Now, Chili.
This is Chili with the Pressure Softball Network. What's up, Jim?
Now, how did you become a member of the Pressure?
A member of the Pressure, let's see. Well, what was it about? I guess picture it. Dig, if you will, the picture.
Okay.
2005, I get a phone call from my man, Adam, talking about he wants to start playing softball games. He wants to, you know, get everyone together, start playing some softball games. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm down. Sure, shoot. I got a glove. You know, I used to rock the bass lines back when I was a kid, you know?
So let me go back real quick. You're from San Diego.
Yeah.
You eventually moved to...
Tijuana.
Okay. So then you moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
How do you befriend the King Ed Rock?
Oh, well, you know, he saw me, you know, it was like, dig, if you will, the picture, you know? I'm playing some ball, you know, just I'm swinging the bat.
Just randomly?
Just randomly swinging a bat, you know? I have a bat in my hand. Well, truthfully, there was this mutual friend of ours that owed me money.
Okay.
And so I went to collect. So I had my bat, and I'm there to collect, and this guy's like, whoa, ease up, no violence. I'm like, and I was turning around, and I'm about to knock you the fuck out. Hey, I know you, I said. And sure enough, who was it? One Adam Horowitz. And I went, all right, you know what? For you, I'm not going to knock this guy out. For you. Because you're all right. So I put the bat away. I said, all right, guys. Nos vemos al rato. Chao. And I split and took off, and that was that. And then, you know, he liked my demeanor, liked my my disposition.
Okay.
Then he goes, hey, I think you and I should maybe play some softball together.
It makes sense, because they don't give serious answers and you don't either.
Serious?
No, oh, baby. Maybe it was serious.
Heart attack, baby. I'm serious as quadruple bypass.
All right, so let's go to present day, or let's actually back up a few months. The Beastie Boys put out a brand new album called Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. The lead single is called Make Some Noise, and in the first verse, Ad-Rock shouts out his softball team, The Pressure.
Motherfucking right. Motherfucking, this is serious shit, baby. No.
How did you feel when a song that has been going viral worldwide mentions your softball team?
Well, how do you think I felt?
I would think great.
I felt great. I felt satisfied. I felt satiated. But I also felt like, what else are you going to talk about? I mean, come on now. Most important thing in his life right now is the pressure. The most important thing in all our lives right now are the pressure. You know why? Because we're pressure warriors, Jim.
I met with the Warriors this year.
Blood in, blood out.
We played against the Warriors this year.
You're goddamn right. How'd that go?
Chili, let's take it back to the first time we met. It was at the MoMA event in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized you from your web show, which is basically propaganda for the Pressure softball team.
It's entertainment and propaganda.
And I said, "Yo, Chili," I said, "who do you guys play?" And you said, "Oh, well, we play all these people." I'm like, "Well, who do you play?" And you said, "Well, they're all intra-squad games." So that's when I issued the challenge, my company against your softball team, VH1 versus The Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played.
That's right. And we took the challenge. We took the challenge, you know? And, I mean, because we'll take any challenge. Anyone out there right now, if you're with High Times Magazine, or you work for the Wall Street Journal, or you're part of a Mason Union 348, we'll not only take the challenge, we'll beat you. All right, so find us at pressuresoftball.com or follow us at what is it called? At Pressure Softball, but only one L. Pressure Softball is actually the way we say, because they didn't let us put another L because there were too many letters. Pressure Softball, brilliant!
Okay, now Chili, in 2011, did you play another outside team besides VH1?
No.
But
that's not our fault, baby.
No,
that's not our fault.
No.
You know what? Good news travels fast, and bad news travels faster. So when they found out about the beatdown we put on VH1, all the offers dissipated. They all disappeared. It's like, no, we don't want none of that.
Yeah,
we
now in, that. In all fa- like, in all fairness, what? Chili, in all
we
fairness, you guys,
sponsorship,
your
corporate sponsorship dropped because of the ass whooping we put on VH1.
Well, you are undefeated against outside teams, so for that I commend
you. That's just it. We're like Rocky Marciano.
He was an undefeated champ.
Yeah.
The 1972 like, Miami Dolphins, undefeated.
That's right. We're like Julio César Chávez before he lost.
Before he lost. Last year, I think, or maybe it was actually this year on January 1st, The Pressure played a New Year's Day game. Will you do that this year?
Yes, we will. The New Year's Day game is now annual. It's a what would you call it? Perennial? It's every year.
Well, yeah, like those flowers.
Exactly. It's every year. Just like the Pressure VH1 ass whooping. Every year, VH1 can expect to get their asses handed to them by The Pressure.
Now,
yes, we'll be playing at Jimmy Walker Field on January 1st. Yes, we will.
And how often do you guys all get to play? Because I know you're all doing different things in life. Softball is not your main focus in life.
It actually isn't. I partake in a lot of different, what do you call it, masteries, You know, I'm a lot of breads and I have various breads and various butters, Jim. Well, we all do.
Yeah, but I think you're being humble.
There's some guy on our team that raps. He raps pretty good.
I know.
We have another guy on our team who he makes art. He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does that pretty good. You know.
He's been on the Brouhaha before. That guy.
Oh, has he? Say Adams has been on the Brouhaha. Huh?
Say Adams.
Brouhaha. You like that?
Glenn Friedman.
Glenn Friedman. You know, there's another guy on our team. He's agile with the camera.
Oh, maybe one of the best.
He wields the camera. People have said, you know, he's very highly accoladed by the camera community.
And then I should also point out that Glennie Friedman plays with a vegan baseball glove.
He does.
Now, have
Big
you,
Game Glenn.
Did he ever let you wear it?
Big Game Glenn once let me look at the glove, but then he smacked me upside the head and said, "You're looking at it too long. Get away."
Wow. See, he let me touch it this year.
Big Game doesn't fuck around, man.
No, he doesn't.
Serious, you know,
he doesn't.
Mean, yeah, no, but it is a vegan glove. But don't let his empathy for the for the animals don't take it as a weakness. He'll fuck you up. You know,
and I found that out this year.
You know, there's nothing sensitive about Say Adams. He'll knock you the fuck out. You look at him the wrong way, or you try to pitch inside him. I've seen him charge the mound and beat up a child.
I haven't seen that. And I have to point out, Chili, that in the year and a half that I've been doing the Brouhaha, no one has dropped more F-bombs than you have today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chili. Oh, no.
No, no, you're allowed to. No, it's bad. No, you're allowed to. But I'm just saying that there is no censor here on the Brouhaha, but you're letting them fly like no one has ever let them fly before.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I just want to say to the kids out there, you know, children, be a thinker, not a stinker.
All right, so Chili, let's go through the 2011 year in review.
Yes, well...
Who would be your MVP?
Well, this year we actually didn't have an MVP. What we did was we thought the team, you know, coming together and, you know, blowing the doors off of... yeah, you can see how now I'm self-conscious about the F-bomb. Blowing the doors off of VH1... I felt, you know, Adam, I think you've heard of him, Adam. He's on our team. This guy named Adam.
Yes, Adam Horvitz.
He was on our team. He decided that the whole team, most valuable player. So we all won most valuable player.
I remember when we were playing you guys, you have all of these ground rules. Some of them make sense. Some of them make no sense at all. Mm-hmm. One of his was no strikeouts. And I said, no. I'm like, there has to be strikeouts. A member of our team struck out. He came over to our dugout, and he's like, you know what? No strikeouts today. And I was like, wow, that was very nice of him. Very kind.
Yeah, but again, don't take Adam's kindness for a weakness.
Right.
He will knock you the F out.
I know.
He'll take a bat upside your head. I've seen it happen.
The one thing that confused me about the ground rules, I could see no home runs because it's a very small park.
It's a small field. And you know why that happened? Was actually when we started in like 2005, actually in 2006, because originally we started in 2005 at Jimmy Walker Field, which is now known as Pressure Field because we pay for the rights.
Right.
But we had to play in a different field while they renovated our field, you know, to first rate with all the amenities befitting a first rate softball team.
Yeah. Stuff.
What happened was in 2006, Say hit a homer over right field, because your bat's left. Right field, hit a Wall Streeter in the head.
Oh.
Down. Went down. Boom. And, you know, luckily, Say wasn't, they didn't bring up charges, you know, he didn't even serve any jail time. He just, you know, they let it go. I mean, it was a Wall Streeter.
And so, luckily, too, you guys play with a mush ball.
We play with a mush ball. That was actually another reason why we actually changed, was because, back a few seasons ago, Max Tenone took one of the, you know, we used to play with the hard balls, and sure enough, Max,
ooh,
you know, throwing from his left field position, threw a strike straight through an ex-teammate's head. And obviously ex-teammate, because the teammate's dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, Max Tenone's no joke.
Well, I know you guys named the whole team the MVP this year, but with my one game that I played with you guys, Mm-hmm. Max Tannone is your toughest player.
Well, Max Tannone won Soul MVP in 2010.
In
2010, he won MVP, and he won a Rookie of the Year in 2009. You know, I mean, the guy, he's definitely one of the all stars. He's one of the superstars. You know, if he stays on top, you know, I mean, there's been talk of actually inducting him into the Pressure Hall of Fame.
Well, he would deserve it because
and he was the first. He was the a little known fact. He was the first interview of Chatting with Chili. He was the first episode.
So let's talk about the videos for a second. You guys have a video recap of every game.
Mm-hmm.
Who puts those together?
Well, I started putting them together, and then one of our teammates, Jose, who he got out of jail on work release in 2010. He decided, you know, he was like, "Hey, I want to play. You know, something. You know, it'll look good. It'll look good to my PO that I'm doing something in the community."
Right.
And I'm like, "All right, well, yeah, okay, come out." And then he's like, "Hey, another thing. You know, my PO's been on my back. You know, I'm kind of breaking curfews and stuff like that. So I wonder, can I make this video and sort of call it a community? You know, say that I'm doing it for the community." I'm like, "Of course, sure." So he started cutting it, and then, I mean, if you haven't seen it, tune in. PressureSoftball.com to those out there.
Well,
PressureSoftball.com. You have to watch these videos. They're really amazing. I mean, his editing is...
The stock footage is great with the old-time baseball games.
Old-time baseball game. What about the riot? The riot footage and like...
Everything.
And like planes exploding and, you know, like Hiroshima. Just, it's crazy.
And the music is good. So that's all Jose. He shoots it and edits it.
Jose shoots it, edits it, sends it to me, and, you know... What would I be? The producer, I guess.
You would be the executive producer.
Yeah, I'm the executive producer. I produce it. You know. So Jose is the one. And if anyone looking for a good editor, Jose's your man. Find us at Pressure Softball on Twitter. Pressure Softball. Remember 1L, not 2.
1L.
Or PressureSoftball.com. You know.
And we should also point out Jamie Billett sometimes shows up to the softball games.
Oh yeah. Jamie's old school. That guy's an old school veterano. I mean, that guy bleeds pressure.
So he's known in the BC community for cooking a damn good barbecue, and he's also a great editor as well.
Yes, he cooks a great barbecue.
Have you tasted it?
I have not tasted it. I would lie if I said I did, and I'm not lying. I'm honest, man. I'm here to be honest and truthfully, Jamie won't let me taste it. Once I looked at his barbecue, and he smacked me upside the head, said, "You've been looking too long."
A lot of violence.
Who
knew?
Well, we're warriors. We're warriors. We're out here. We're like Aztecs, guerreros.
Okay, another question. I'm kind of going out of order here, but I just got to sneak in the questions when I can.
Uh-huh.
How did you come up with the ground rule that there are no tag-ups?
Well, what happened was, at the beginning, you know, we're most of our scouting has been in, we've done a lot of scouting in Mexico, and we've done a lot of scouting in correctional facilities.
Okay. So happened, what does that have to do with tagging up? But
well, let me tell you, Tim. Okay. Well, what happened was, you know, those first couple of seasons, we'd, you know, some of these ex-convicts, but, you know, people who are turned over new leaves, they would tag up and run right over. They would first of all, they would sharpen their cleats.
Mm.
So they would run right into defensive basement, run right over them and cleat them in the face. And so it was a little bit intense. So what we did was we decided no more tag-ups. It was sort of like a spur-of-the-moment decision that I think Adam made. He's like, "No, you know what? No more tag-ups. This is the last time that, you know, that little Mia is going to get run over. You know, Mia, she's a spark plug, you know. We call her 9 volt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's easy to run her over. So... So we just said, or he just yelled out, "No more tag ups!" And it's like, "No more tag ups? Wait, what about you?" I have spoken.
And then that was it.
And that was it. I mean, you know, a man with a bat is a man you should be scared of. And he was wielding a Louisville Slugger.
How does one get to be part of the pressure?
Well, it's a grueling process, my friend. It's a grueling process. Well, first of all, first you have to be scouted.
Okay.
First you have to be scouted. And then what happens is, you know, we call it Friday Night Lights. Okay? What we do is on Friday nights, you know, we bring in the nominees or the scouted. We bring them up in a circle, and it's sort of like we used to do back in Southern California. You know, it's called blood in, blood out.
Okay.
You know, so what you do is, you know, we make a circle, and you get jumped. Bats, hard balls, fists, spiked bats, and you get beat in.
Okay.
And if you survive it, you're a member of softball.
Because I was when we went to Spunto's afterwards for the post game celebration.
Uh-huh.
I guess you guys were celebrating. I was sort of in mourning. I forget who it was. He said he asked Say to be on the team 2 or 3 years ago, and Say's like, not yet. And then another year passed, and Say's like, not yet. And then last year, Say was like, hey, do you want to be on the pressure? So that was a 3-year process right there.
That was a 3-year process, but it was also because Cycle kept going. I kept hearing about this Friday Night Lights, man. I don't know. And Say every time he'd say, I don't know, Say would go, you're not ready, kid.
Okay.
And then finally in 2010, Cycle decided, you know what? I'm ready.
I think, that's who it was. It was Cycle.
Yeah, Cycle. He, sure enough, he took his beating, got tattooed, and what do you know? He won Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year 2011, Cycle.
Wow.
You know? I mean, not many people make it through Friday Night Lights. That's all I'm saying. You know, not many people survive it, you know? And, Cycle survived, and sure enough, he persevered, Rookie of the Year.
Wow. Well, and, congratulations to Cycle. And he's a very nice guy, too, because we ate pizza, and we talked.
Oh, yeah.
That evening. Great guy.
But, Jim, again, I must reiterate, do not take his kindness for a weakness. He will knock your Friday lights out. Friday Night Lights.
That is the reoccurring theme here. Do not
Friday
take
Night
the pressure's Lights. Niceness as a weakness.
Exactly.
Now, when you guys are... When you're
in
the dugout...
We're all sweet to the parents, we're all sweet to the fans, but, you know, we're not sweet to the opponents.
Yeah, no, the truth comes out today on the brouhaha. No, you're not. You beat us 6-3. Now, when you're in the dugout, do you guys ever talk Beastie Boys, or is that off limits?
You know, we talk pressure softball. That's what we talk. When we're in the dugout, we talk victory. We talk glory. We talk winning. We talk team. We talk softball. We talk Kind Bars, you know, our corporate sponsor,
Chili, say if someone went through Friday Night Lights and they're sitting on the bench with Ad Rock, and in between innings, all they can talk about is the Beastie Boys. Oh, I love Dill Communication. Oh, Hello Nasty was a great album in 98. Is there a point when Ad Rock just flips his lid and is like, shut up, you're off the team?
You know, Jim, that's never happened. You know why it's never happened? Because it's never happened. Do I need to say more?
No.
I think your fans understand. I think Brouhaha fans understand.
No.
It's never happened.
I will give you an example. When Ad Rock went to the plate for the first time in the Pressure VH1 softball game, I screamed out from left field, yo, Ad Rock, don't play no game that you can't win. Mm-hmm. Nothing was said. There was a hush. There was a vibe there, and I thought, ooh, this is something you don't do. You stay away from that, and I will never do it again.
And well, first of all, let's take the literal context of what you said.
All right.
No one on the pressure softball team plays anything they can't win. You know why? Because the pressure softball team wins everything.
Well, that's because you play yourself every week. But that one week you did play VH1.
What do we play ourselves? What do we not play myself? Tim, you're about 3 days from Christmas, my man. You're about 3 days from Christmas. Don't make me call your family and tell them that Christmas is canceled this year. Because Jim talked a little bit too rough, a little bit too strong. You know, he stepped up to Chili, and Chili had to knock.
But you guys, you won 6-3. My next question is, has any other team challenged you? Because I'm sure there are a lot of record labels, other bands, other photographers, well, other artists?
Like I said, there was a lot of communique going on between you know, Pressure Softball and other teams, and we were talking. You know, like I said, we had talked to Time Warner. We had talked to the John Coltrane fan club. We had actually talked to the San Diego Chargers about playing. And sure enough, after they found out about the beatdown VH1 took,
yep,
communique ended.
Okay.
It stopped. I mean, that's why I'm telling you, any teams out there that want to take on the Pressure, we're ready, we're willing, we're able, man. Follow us at Pressure Soft Bowel.
One L.
Now, pressuresoftball.com. Find us, at Pressure Soft Bowel.
Now, Chili, will you take on VH1 in 2012?
Hey, if VH1 steps up to the plate, we'll pitch.
Okay. Now, do I still have to get the field?
Yeah.
Loser
gets the field.
I know, but
guys. That was the other thing. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the field you got. You know that we have a field. What was the day we played? A Thursday, right?
Right.
We have that field from March to August, Thursdays. And then sure enough, Adam went to the authorities and said, okay, we want to have the field on Thursdays of through September. You know, we felt like we had more in us to keep playing. So
right.
Like, all right. So he was checking, like, sorry, Thursdays aren't available. You have to move to Tuesdays. What? So I won't even get into the carnage that was left there after Adam left the authorities office. But let's just say that he was a little bit bent out of shape, as they say. Anyways.
Wait, that's because I got the field?
Sure enough, who got the field?
Well, that was...
And the VH1 game. We're like, what? All right. So we're like, now it's going to go down. Now there's some shit going to go down. Now some heads are going to roll and people are going to knock the fuck out. Because we ain't ones to be fucked with.
Well, my side of the story is that you guys have a schedule throughout the summer and to the early fall. And I said, hey, would you guys play us? And you're like, absolutely, we'll play you. And then I said, all right, how about this Thursday or that Thursday or that Thursday? And I'm like, you know what? You got to get the field on your own because we can't let you play during our scheduled time. So I had to go up to the permit office. I had to get the only Thursday on that dark day. The only reason I got, it was a dark week. That's the only reason I got the field. And the only reason I did it Thursday is because I knew that was your routine and I knew it'd be easy for you to just play the following week.
Jim, let's just say it was shady, man. It was shady. We were a little bit mad, but more than that, you know what? We were hurt. You know, I mean, that's our field on Thursdays. And
but it wasn't. Sudden, the season was decide, over. The season gonna, was over.
You know, I don't, Jim, really, I don't know if I could ever trust you again. I don't know that our team could ever trust you again.
So, I mean, well, my question was...
I mean, sure, we'll play against you guys. We'll say hi. You know, we'll fist pump. You know, we'll be down. But trust, you know, trust
is out the window. So I'm gonna
once you turn on trust, it's hard to get back, man.
All right. So hopefully VH1 and the Pressure will play in 2012, even if I have to get the field on my own.
Yeah, no, you have to get the field because you lost. When all we right. lose, then we can talk about it. But first we got to lose. And you know what, Jim? We ain't never lost.
Right.
Just letting you know. We ain't never lost. So.
All right, Chili. My final question.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Ad Rock plays every week. Mm-hmm. Has Mike D or MCA ever stepped onto the Pressure softball field?
Yauk has played. Yauk played with us the first few seasons. And every now and then, you know, he'll show up and, and teach us a couple of life lessons, really. We go on the field, you know, he starts going, see this bat, see this ball, go, bam, he just knocks the ball and goes, go chase it. We're like, damn, all right. So we're chasing balls. And he's like, see this bat, he'll throw it across the street, go get it. All right, we're chasing. You know what I mean? He'll take our gloves, light them on fire, and go, see, this is your glove.
But as you said, there's life lessons within that.
There are life lessons. I mean, and that's just it. I never leave a game that Yelp shows up to not having learned something really important about myself. And really, it's that Adam Yelp is not to be fucked with.
And Mike D, he never shows up.
He hasn't showed up. He has not showed up. I think he has a pressure softball West that he's trying to get started in Los Angeles. We're branching out. We're branching out.
Mixmaster Mike, has he ever played?
Yes, he has. And sure enough, you know, he showed up. He played. Didn't know the rule about the home run. Hit a homer. We're like, hey, that's real cool there, Hercules. The only problem is that that's an out. He's all, what? And he's all, all right. And then next time he went up, he's all, bam, hit another homer. He's all, that's another effing out.
Yep.
Sure enough, went up again. You know, with bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, his team was losing by 2 points. Boom! He hits another homer. He's like, ha! That's another out. Game over.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He was really mad about the home run rule.
Sounds like Paul Sansone from VH1.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I saw him a couple weeks ago. I said, Paul, the only wrong thing you did in 2011, you hit too many home runs.
Yeah.
Because those are outs.
You know, I mean, people start to speculate. You know, you hit that many home runs, people start to. I mean, to this day, Shea has to do, you know, weekly urine samples. You know, I mean, he's never been proven to have taken steroids. You know, it's never been proven, but there's speculation. You know, once that speculation is out there, once there's that doubt, it's guilty till proven innocent, man. And that guy weekly proves his innocence, but they're always saying, yeah, well, next week you'll get caught. It's really rough. Or Pedro, who won Best Dressed. Pedro and Lisa.
Great
Lisa,
fielder.
Best Dressed, and Lisa, who won Catch of the Year this year. I mean, Pedro, every, you know, weekly someone comes to his house and checks his wardrobe, make sure that he's dressing fit, because, you know, if he slips,
right, you lose it, you're done.
You lose it, man. Yeah. And or Lisa, they're always checking her glove for stick'em, because that catch she made was amazing. If you haven't seen that catch, go to pressuresoftball.com. Check out the catch of the year. It was amazing. It was amazing. Or Neil Medlin, those wheels of that speed, wheels Medlin, that speed, that, I mean, he, that speed comes from horse. Like, he's half horse. That guy's half horse. I mean, they check his blood. You know, the sure enough, the blood samples don't say half horse, but nobody runs that fast without being half horse. That guy's like Pan.
I have to point out that the warhorse, Neil Medlin, did score the winning run in the pressure VH1 softball game.
And Jim, was it a inside the ballpark home run?
It was inside.
You're goddamn right, it was. You're goddamn right. You know what? Neil Medlin is half horse.
All right, well, Chili, I have a feeling we could go all week, but this must come to an end right now.
Jim, thank you so much for having the Pressure Softball Network. Remember, those of you that want to keep up with us, pressuresoftball.com, or follow us at Twitter, at PressureSoftBall, only one L. Jim, so, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Chili. There you have it, folks. All-star extraordinaire from Team Pressure, Chili. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will rank the songs on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2.
Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. That shows signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. Still goodbye, but as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We are back on the special holiday edition of the Brouhaha. And right now, to end the year, we will rank the tracks on the Beastie Boys 2011 album, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. And we will rank them from least favorite to most favorite. And that's not saying that I don't like my least favorite tracks on the album. They're all good. But you have to have a favorite and you have to have a least favorite. A couple ground rules. On the proper full-length release, there are 16 tracks. Today, I am also going to include the B-sides, B-Boys in the Cut and Pop Your Balloon, which were scheduled to appear on Hot Sauce Committee Part 1. And then I'm going to exclude the Larry Routine and the Bill Harper Collection. Because, as you know, the Larry Routine is actually on the tail end of B-Boys in the Cut, and the Bill Harper Collection, to me, I always chunk that song in with Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win. I think of it as an intro to that song. So we will be counting down, or counting up, however you visualize this in your mind, the 16 tracks, including the B-sides, minus two on Hot Sauce Committee, Part 2. And at number 16, here is Tadlock's Glasses. It's a nice transitional tool. As a song, though, it doesn't do much for me. And I think maybe that's it was intended to be sort of a transitional build-up kind of instrument. You're not going to release this as a single, obviously. And they didn't. Number 15, some of you, I don't know, you might not be okay with this. I'm going to play it for you right now. Number 15 on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, in my opinion, is...
1, 2, 3. Too many rappers and it's still not enough MCs. It goes 3, 2, 1. MCA, Ad-Rock, Mike D, that's how we get it done. Like, ladies and gents, attention. Nas in the house with Beastie Boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
So much promise. You've got Nas and the Beastie Boys. And I don't know why, but something about the first version of the song didn't do it for me. Something about the second version of the song didn't do it for me. They just didn't unlock the combination. It's a fine song, but I wanted it to be the greatest song in the history of hip-hop. And it was not that. And it wasn't even among my top 10 tracks on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. It's fine. It could have been better. It's a mystery to me. Because every single time I listen to this song, I'm like, I'm going to like it more. It's going to finally click. And I'm like, I want to love it. But I don't. I like it. I like it. It's a nice track, but I want it to be better. Some of you feel me. Some of you don't. So we move on to number 14, and when Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 first came out, a lot of old school hip-hop heads were digging this track. I dug it too, but I don't think I dug it as much as other people dug it. Here you go.
And with a non-stop disco power pack, that's right, we go all night. Who gonna be next to bless the mic? Now this is the way we run it down. We're getting it high on the funky sound. This is the way we get it on. B-boys in the house to the break of dawn.
Non-stop disco power pack. And it's, once again, I think of this as a transitional song. You throw that in there, you lighten up the mood, make things chill, and then you come back a little bit harder later in the album. And the song actually made a lot of sense to me when I was driving around this year. For many years, I didn't drive. I just took the subway. But my wife got a car. I started to drive again this year. And when you're just kind of zoning out and Nonstop Disco Power Pack comes on, makes perfectly good sense. So that is my 14th favorite track on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Now we go to unlucky number 13. It is... Reminds me of a BS 2000 song. It's not one of the tracks that I went back and listened to over and over and over again. Now, when I listen to the complete album, I have a fun time with it, but not one of my favorites. Although I do like it better than Tadlock's Glasses, Too Many Rappers, and Nonstop Disco Power Pack. And now we go to number 12 on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2.
I don't wear Crocs and I don't wear sandals. The ball don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Stop singing that song in the wrong key. What you like at? A funky donkey.
Funky donkey. Funky donkey.
I love that lyric. Don't wear Crocs and I don't wear sandals. And I have a good Croc story. I don't know if it's a good Croc story, but it's a Croc story nevertheless. A few years ago, I was working for MTV2, and we had to cover this beach volleyball tournament on Coney Island. And usually, you know, if a sponsor says, oh, Jim, you know, say this about our product and hold this and do that about the product, I'll do whatever, because that's my job. I get paid. The sponsors pay the TV station. The TV station pays me. So Crocs was sponsoring this beach volleyball tournament, and I was doing some reads on the sand with Karch Karai, and they came over to me. The Crocs people came over to me, and they said, hey, would you mind wearing some Crocs in your next read? And usually, because I'm kind of a wuss, usually I would say, I would either do it or I would kind of talk my way out of it. Like, I don't know, because the wardrobe lady, she put me in the shoes like this, and I really can't. But as soon as they asked me the question, hey, would you mind wearing Crocs in one of these segments? I looked at them and I said, absolutely not, because I hate Crocs. Can't stand them. Don't like the way they look. Just looking at them, they seem like they would stink. I'm not a fan of Crocs, but I am a fan of that lyric, and I'm so glad that MCA doesn't wear Crocs, because usually whatever the Beastie Boys wear, I think is the coolest thing ever, but if I ever saw MCA, Mike D, or Ad-Rock come out on stage wearing Crocs, it would break my heart. And let's go to my next favorite song on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. That's a nice track. Now, it's an outro for the whole album, but could you imagine if the Beastie Boys tried to craft a whole song around that? Be pretty nice. And because it's an outro, I was surprised that it ranked so high on this list, but it's nice. The Lisa Lisa / Full Force Routine. And now we go to my top 10 tracks on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. At number 10, we got Crazy Ass Shit.
I mean, that's all I got, except I just got you to my crime and the hit of the moon. On top of that, my back will burn.
Pushing up my nose and the kicks in the crowd.
Even Michael Diamond, him never learn. Crazy ass shh. And when Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 first came out, this was one of the songs that I didn't go back to a lot. But then at the end of the summer, I listened to it, and I'm like, you know what? This is a good song. And Into the Autumn, it was one of the tracks on the album that I listened to over and over and over again. And it's my 10th favorite song on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. And number 9 is this. Multilateral nuclear disarmament. Whew. Just perfectly placed in the album. Right between Lee Majors' Come Again and Here's a Little Something for Ya. And it was... they just planned that out perfectly. If you're making a playlist, that's how you put those three. Because Lee Majors' Come Again, In Your Face, Chill It Out with Multilateral, and then you pick up the pace once again with Here's a Little Something for Ya. And speaking of Lee Majors' Come Again, it is my eighth favorite song on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Love that hardcore breakdown, because I know the Beastie Boys still have it, because after they released To the Five Boroughs and the mix-up, I thought to myself, this thought crept into my head, oh no, the Beastie Boys are never going to make hardcore music again. And this track shows that they could still do it if they wanted to, and I could listen to that breakdown all day long. I might do that after this podcast, but we've got business. At number 7, here is Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win.
You work hard to climb the list. 20 years of school and they put you on a day shift.
I know what they do all, man. Who's been there and back again?
So fresh. Just, the Beastie Boys have never done a song like this, in my opinion. Reggae feel, you've got Santa Gold on the hook. Beastie Boys almost take a side seat to her. I don't know how they'll ever perform this live. Maybe they'll just have her, her vocal played on the vinyl. But love that the Beastie Boys entered new territory on this album. And that song is proof right there. So let's see, what number was that? That was number 7. We go into number 6. And all I have to say is, so gangsta.
I got shark's teeth so I could bite your head. I got tiger's claws that'll scratch your dick. I got wings like a dragon when I'm flying above. Shoot venom from my eyes when it's time to get rough. Step back.
Those might be my favorite lyrics of the year, with the shark's teeth, tiger's claws, and wings like a dragon. And then I can't forget about shooting venom from his eyes. MCA, still spitting fire. And another lyric I like from that song is from Ad-Rock. The proof is in the pudding, and the pudding's in my pants. And I think I slightly agitated Ad-Rock this year when I asked him about that at the MoMA event. There's a video of it on YouTube. You've probably seen it. I just wanted to know what the pudding was, but he wouldn't give me a clear answer, and I kept pushing, and then he's like, enough, all right. So, sorry, Ad-Rock. I wanted to know what the pudding was. Let's go to the next song.
I'm like Oscar the Grouch, trashy, rocket Beverly, flashy. I keep it royal, just imagine the 42nd Street C train bathroom.
Sizzle for the mic like a batter fly fish. Hunters in the house and we're last rich. This is the type of shit they're gonna scratch that itch. Now I'ma set it off up inside this bitch.
You're looking at me, thinking what him do? Well, I wrap up on this bike.
The C train bathroom on 42nd Street. You don't get more raw than that. B-Boys in the Cut. A B-side from Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Was supposed to be on Hot Sauce Committee Part 1. And every time I listen back to the album, I think to myself, why, guys? Why don't you just throw it on there? It's on the iTunes Deluxe Edition. It was on a Best Buy Edition. Why not just put it on the album? And I understand the song was floating around the internet for a couple years, but it's so good. And another B-side happens to be next. At number 4, Pop Your Balloon.
But you can't take the bread.
Pop your balloon, pop, pop your balloon. Pop your balloon, pop, pop your balloon. Pop your balloon, pop, pop your balloon.
Another song where the Beastie Boys enter new musical territory. And if you listen to the lyrics, very rough, very gangsta, but the chorus, not very gangsta. Pop Your Balloon. Love the song either way. And when the Beastie Boys return to the stage live, they need to perform this. I would go nuts if I heard Pop Your Balloon live. So that's my fourth favorite song on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. And at number 3 is this ditty.
It's good and then it gets you. Stuck your thought, it comes true. Once it hits your mind, what you gonna do? Don't keep it inside, you got to say.
I was at a holiday party a couple weeks ago, heard this on the big speakers, and it sounded delicious. And a lot of people said, and I think even MCA said it, that this kind of has a similar vibe to looking down the barrel of a gun. I agree with that. Love the song. Vintage Beastie Boys, and I listened to this one over and over and over again this year. So now, my two favorite songs from Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, and once I name number 2, you can use deductive reasoning and you'll guess what my number 1 is. So at number 2 is this one.
Dr. Carl Tipperson, a.k.a. Joyce. Dr. Carl Bay is the lady's choice. Step on stage to the smoke from dry voice. Every time I ring it twice as noise.
Now he's a brethren, take an exception.
Here's a little something for ya. Number 2. And MCA, he brings it twice as noise. So many good lyrics in that song. And I also love Mike D. That. It could still be released as a single. I was hoping that there'd be a video and single for this in 2011. That didn't happen, but this is another song that I can't wait to hear live. And then my favorite song on Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, and I'm assuming it's the Beastie Boys' favorite too, since they released it as the lead single, is...
We got a party on the left, a party on the right. We want a party for the motherfucking right to play.
Make some noise if you can do it. Make some noise if you can do it.
And there you go. My ranking of tracks from Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, from least favorite to most favorite. And that will do it for this episode of the Brouhaha. Thank you to Dan Savage for coming in and playing 20 questions. Thank you to Chili for talking about the Pressure softball team. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Brouhaha all year long. So to you and yours, happy holidays. All the best in 2012. Be good and be safe. Until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later.
That's it, that's all there is.
Come on. Boy.
Yo, we gonna end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Guarantee we bring the brouhaha.
Cause it's a brouhaha.
Cause it's a brouhaha.